Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're talking about treat yourself. We're diving headfirst into a topic that's often debated, sometimes judged, but undeniably well satisfying for many of us, and that's retail therapy. Let's get into it. Let's be completely honest. This is Real, Raw, Relevant, where we keep it real. So who hasn't felt that urge, that little voice whispering, get that new bag, get those new shoes. The summertime is coming. You want to look fabulous. That would totally solve the problem. Who's ever had that thought? I know I'm not alone. Okay, maybe not all of them. They won't solve all of your problems, but in the moment, it sure feels like it with that retail therapy. So now we're not here to pretend today that buying things is the ultimate answer to life's challenges. That is not what we're doing today on Real, Raw, Relevant. We're actually real here, so remember that. But we're also about to acknowledge the human experience, and sometimes that experience involves the undeniable lift you get from bringing home something shiny and new. So is retail therapy a legitimate form of self-care? I'm all about self-care. Or is it just a slippery slope into debt and clutter? Let's unpack it. I think the key here, ultimately, like with most things in life, is intentional and moderation. You don't want to buy at the mall. You don't want to buy everything online. Actually, I enjoy shopping online because I have a hard time. I'm very picky on what I like, and when I find something I wanted in a lot of colors, because a lot of times I can go places and I don't see things that I like. I'm talking about in the fanciest Galleria malls and even the simple places online like Amazon. I can't find things that I want sometimes. So I'm very picky. So when I find something, I buy it in like a few colors, and it lasts me like for multiple years unless my weight fluctuates. But anyways, I find shopping online awesome because I could totally go and put some very high quality shoes into my shopping cart and then have a phone call with my mom and be like, yeah, I was about to buy some shoes, but I decided to call you. And then after I'm done with the conversation, I don't even go back to the cart, and I see the cart like weeks later and I'm like, oh, those are those shoes I didn't buy. Anyhow, let me get off of my soapbox. So understand that also you have to be very intentional, because if you're not using cash and if you're using the credit card, those bills are going to arrive. So you always want to be intentional and shop in moderation. That is the goal when you're buying something, so keep that in mind. It's all about not being super impulsive, but having that balance of buying things, but buy in moderation. Don't do that mindless scrolling and impulse buying to fill an emotional void. Deal with those emotions. Find other ways to treat yourself with that self-care. You want to be very cautious of that. That's probably not the self-care you were aiming for. So sometimes people are doing retail therapy when they need a therapist, or they need to read a book, listen to a podcast. Know the difference. That can lead to regret, a lighter wallet, and a house of overflowing with things you don't actually need or even really like, and clutter. So don't be that person. We've all been there before, of course. That's what I was thinking. That moment when you look at that and you be like, did I really need that? So I've actually gotten over that retail therapy, dealing with emotions. I just take the time to deal with that. But every now and then, I want to add something really nice to my wardrobe. I do treat myself. It's nothing wrong with that. Think about it. Maybe you've been eyeing that cozy spring summer dress and you finally decided to treat yourself after crushing a big project, and you know it's the perfect fabric that you want and you just want to reward yourself. You know, or maybe your favorite coffee mug finally bit the dust and you want a new one with a funny quote or something that genuinely makes you smile every morning. So that's not being super impulsive, you treating yourself. These aren't about filling a void. They're about adding a little bit of pleasure and functionality to your life. So let me say that again for the people in the back. They are about adding a little bit of functional pleasure and functionality to your life. So for some people, the act of browsing itself can be therapeutic, you know, just browsing, looking and shopping and just walking through the sensory experience of touching different fabrics, your in Macy's, your in Saks, your, you know, you're in Target, wherever you go, seeing beautiful designs, imagining how something might fit into your life. It can be a form of excitement or mini adventure, being at the mall or a galleria or the outlets. It can spark creativity and help you express your personal style. Sometimes just going into the store and seeing different things, it can give you an idea for some stuff you already have in your closet. That's happened to me. I know I'm saying treat myself, but sometimes I do walk out of the store and I'm like, I have that in my closet, so I'm actually gonna put that blazer with that skirt and mix it that way. Like, I get inspiration. So maybe you could be that person, but buy and shop in moderation. And sometimes don't forget about that social aspect, shopping with a friend. You know, I like that, you know, whose opinion you trust and can be a fun of bonding experience. And fun as well, helping each other find that perfect outfit or that quirky home decor item that can be a real mood booster in your vibe. So definitely worth treating yourself. So how do we make sure our retail therapy stays on the treat yourself side of the spectrum and doesn't veer into the financial? Ouch. So I want to go over a few real and relevant tips to help you avoid this. So we're going to talk about those raw and relevant tips and strategies for treating yourself. The first strategy is to be intentional before you even open your wallet or your online shopping cart. Ask yourself, why you want to buy this? Are you celebrating something? Are you replacing something you need? We talked about that. Or are you trying to numb your feelings? Awareness is the first step. The last thing you want to do is be an emotional, impulsive buyer. Buying to numb your feelings. Don't do it. Go talk to a friend. Go read a book. Go listen to a podcast. Get your emotions together. And shop and treat yourself at another time. But if it's a special occasion that you're dressing for, that you're excited about, a wedding, a birthday party, or your birthday celebration, whatever that looks like, and you just want to look fresh and beautiful and, you know, vibrant, that is totally understandable. Treat yourself. Or you're replacing something that maybe you can't fit anymore. You know, that's life. Sometimes we gain weight. Sometimes things get too tight. Or maybe they shrink in your washer and dryer due to some bad laundry. That's another story for another day. But yes, that's critical to be intentional and understand your why. Why are you shopping and why are you treating yourself that day? And set a budget. Decide beforehand how much you're willing to spend. This is a big strategy, budgeting. And if you need any assistance, my book, Fab on a Budget, is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy. It has some great resources and tips for budgeting. And there's even a budget worksheet in the Fab on the Budget worksheet book that's available on Amazon as well. So there are so many resources available to you, but budgeting is most important. Like, this is my budget, so let me find something within this means. The last thing you want to do is go shopping and splurge without a budget. Don't do it. This helps prevent impulse buys and keeps things in check. That's right. So think of it as setting boundaries for your self-care. You have to have those boundaries for self-care. For an example, I love a good spa day, especially in New York. I love those spa castles. However, I can't do that every week. That's not practical. That's not good for the budget. So it's all about budgeting. It's all about having boundaries on setting a spending limit on what you're willing to spend for that. And consider the cost per wear. That's another strategy that some people aren't really thinking about. Cost per wear or cost per use. That's a little trendy, but expensive item that might not feel like such a treat if it sits in your closet unworn. This is the biggest waste of money that a lot of people don't realize that they're doing. If you buy something and it's super expensive and it sits in your closet unworn or sits in your house unused and it's a large purchase item, that's definitely a waste in money. So sometimes investing in a quality piece you'll use and love for years is actually the more mindful choice. I do this a lot with my wardrobe. I invest in classic pieces. They are of higher quality. They are on the costly side. But like I said, I wear it over and over because I have a signature style. So I'm going to get more use out of that versus if I buy something that it's just trendy and it's not really something that I'm going to wear over and over, like a classic, nice blazer or a nice, beautiful summer spring dress that I would love to wear consistently if I, you know, don't gain any weight. So keep that in mind when you are spending. That strategy is critical. The cost per wear or use. Am I using this for a short period of time? Usually anything that I'm buying and I'm going to wear it and it's not a huge event for a short period of time, I'm going to try to spend as least amount of money as possible on that. And here's another huge strategy. Don't shop when you're emotionally vulnerable. This was something I had to learn in my early 20s. Don't do it. We've all been there. The post-breakup shopping spree or the I had a terrible day at work online haul. Don't do it. We don't judge here. I'm not judging. I've had my moments in my early 20s where I'm like, you know what? That's in my rearview mirror. I'm just going to go treat myself to something fabulous and move on from that. Don't do it. Find healthier ways to cope first and revisit the shopping urge later if it's still there. Like I said, sometimes I got a shopping cart and I'm like calling my mom and we're chit-chatting and I never go back to the cart. So don't be in your feels shopping. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a painful learning experience. You may have done it before, but don't do it. Learn from it and don't do that. Do not be that emotional shopping buyer. Don't do that. And another strategy is just ask yourself, do I truly love this? That is something that keeps me walking out of the store empty-handed. It looks pretty. It's cute. I like it, but I don't love it. So I leave it right there in the store and I save myself money. Hold the item. Imagine it in your life. Does it genuinely bring you joy? Does it align with your personal style and needs and your signature look? If the answer isn't a yes, a reassuring yes, it's probably a pass. Pass! A hard pass for me. I don't mind walking out of the stores empty-handed. I have nothing to prove and I know my why, what I'm shopping for, what my budget is, and I'm not super emotional or attached, and I have to really love it to spend my coins on it. And also explore alternatives. Sometimes the urge to buy something new can be satisfied by, you know, getting something from a friend, thrifting, or even just rearranging what you've already owned. Get creative. Like I said, sometimes I can go into a store with intentions to buy something and add a little signature piece to my wardrobe. And then as I go, I get inspiration and I'm like, oh, wow, I can actually get creative. I have a coat that will go with this, or I have a blouse that will look good with those, you know, little pieces, jeans, different things in that. So you just have to get creative and know, do you love it? Why are you shopping? Don't shop in your feels, in your feelings. So ultimately, the line between healthy self-care and unhealthy coping mechanisms with retail therapy is a personal one. That's right. It's your personal choice, it's your personal budget, and it's your personal self-care routine. What works for me may not work for you. So it's all about, here it is, being honest with yourself, being authentic, keeping it real, and understanding your motivations and ensuring that your treats are actually contributing to your well-being and not detracting from it. I'm big on that. Am I adding or am I subtracting? So it has to make sense. Think of it that way. Don't just go splurging because it's a good day to splurge and you're feeling yourself. Don't do it. So the next time you feel that little shopping urge, just take a moment. You want to treat yourself, that's right, but tune into yourself. Have that level of awareness. This is the genuine act of self-kindness, a little something to brighten your day. You have to understand if that's what you're doing or is it something else? Is it something that you're buying because you have emotions that have been triggering you and you want to buy something nice to replace those emotions? I'm here to tell you. Let's get into that. If you are buying for something to brighten your day, something to add to your wardrobe or something to replace, or if you're buying for a special occasion, kudos to you. But if you are emotionally shopping, let's talk about it. Let's go there. If you are emotionally shopping to fill a void because you are emotional, you had a bad day, you're in your feels, that is not a good idea because all you're doing is dressing up your feelings. And when you put on whatever you bought, you're still going to feel the same way on the inside. So all you're doing is putting something pretty and nice and maybe even expensive over your feelings. So don't use retail for that. Don't be splurging on your feelings. If you have some serious issues, like I said, retail therapy is not it. Seek a therapist. So just wanted to throw that out there. Just my little suggestion and takeaway on that. I'm having a blast with you all and I'm feeling pretty good. I think I just might treat myself to some retail therapy, not on the emotional level, not in my feels, but just to spice up my wardrobe and add a little something special to it. So thank you, beautiful souls, for hanging out with me on Treat Yourself on the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast. I love to hear your thoughts on retail therapy and what gets you moving, what treats you like. Remember to treat yourself with kindness in whatever way that truly nourishes your soul. Self-care and self-love truly matters. And maybe sometimes that includes a really great pair of shoes. Until next time, you beautiful souls, keep shining, keep being beautiful and amazing, and always remember to put your self-care and your self-love routines first. That's right, treat yourself to something special. I think those new shoes have your name on it. That nice little purse you were eyeing, go and treat yourself within a budget. Think of what matters the most to you, your why, be intentional, and don't buy in your feels. Use that retail therapy as something to enhance, replace, or get something special for that special occasion. So I enjoyed our conversations. Thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.